This is Real Estate News with Kathy Fedke.
In this real estate news brief for the week ending May 4th of 2024, why the Fed is holding firm on interest rates, what economists are saying about consumer spending, and why a New York landlord may be forced to live in one of his poorly maintained buildings. I'm Kathy Fedke, and this is Real Estate News for Investors. And if you want more helpful information about real estate, the housing market, and rental property investing, you can sign up for a free membership at newsforinvestors.com. Well, we begin with economic news from this past week and the big headline coming from the Federal Reserve. Members of the Federal Open Market Committee decided to keep short-term rates right where they are, saying there's a lack of further progress on inflation. The federal funds rate has been within a range of 5.25% to 5.5% since July of 2023. There's been hope for a rate cut this spring, but inflation has been inching higher instead of lower since the beginning of the year. The Fed wants to see a more sustainable decline toward the Fed's target of 2% before it initiates a rate cut. During his post-meeting speech, Fed Chief Jerome Powell emphasized that inflation is still too high, and that the data has not given the central bank confidence that inflation is moving sustainably towards that target rate. But he did offer some assurance that it's unlikely that the Fed would be hiking rates at the next meeting. Well, that triggered a lot of joy on Wall Street and a big stock market rally. The Dow was up as much as 500 points at one point. Fed Governor Michelle Bowman spoke out after Fed Chief Powell and said that she's still willing to raise rates. She's a permanent voting member of the FOMC and is known to be a little more on the hawkish side. Jobless claims were slightly higher at 208,000 this past week, but economists say they're still on the low side historically. As reported by MarketWatch, initial claims have been idling between 194,000 and 225,000 since the beginning of the year. The number of people who continue to collect unemployment was unchanged. The report confirms that companies are holding on to their employees and that layoffs are low. Home prices hit a new high as hopes rose for a short-term rate cut and lower mortgage rates. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Index was up 0.4% in February for an annual rate of 6.4%. The 20-city index was up even higher at 0.6% in February and 7.3% annually. Builders spent less than Wall Street expected in March. Construction spending was down 0.2% to $2.08 trillion, according to the Commerce Department. Economists expected it to increase 0.3%. Money spent on single-family and multifamily construction were down by 0.2% and 0.6%, respectively. But spending on public residential construction was actually up 0.5%. Mortgage rates were also up again this past week. Freddie Mac says the average 30-year fixed-rate mortgage was 5 basis points higher to an average of 7.2%. The 15-year was also higher by 3 points to an average of 6.47%. Now, in other news making headlines, high prices and interest rates are finally forcing consumers to cut back on low-cost dining. Restaurants like Starbucks, Pizza Hut, KFC, and McDonald's are all reporting lower-than-expected same-store sales. Economists have been predicting a consumer pullback because of high prices and interest rates, but it didn't impact fast food chains, at least not right away. Many companies are explaining weak sales as the result of other issues like the weather, but economists believe they're competing for a smaller pool of consumers. The pullback, combined with less-than-expected job growth and a higher 3.9% unemployment rate, are raising hopes that the Fed will react to the weakening of the job market by cutting short-term rates. A property owner known as one of New York's worst landlords might be forced to live in one of his own buildings. Daniel Ohebshalom was indicted on 80 counts of tenant harassment in rent-regulated apartments. Prosecutors say he subjected tenants to unsafe living conditions as a way to get them to move so he could sell the buildings at a profit. As reported by BizNow, photos of his property show apartments in disrepair, with sinking floors, falling walls, broken door handles, and other issues. Prosecutors claim he's even discussed his strategy to get rid of tenants with other business partners. Prosecutors want the judge to either extend his jail sentence or force him into house arrest, again in one of his own buildings. Moral of the story? Be a good landlord. That's it for today. You can read more about the stories in this episode by following links in the show notes at newsforinvestors.com. If you'd like to know more about how to buy real estate for investment purposes, you can sign up again as a free member at our website at newsforinvestors.com. I'm Kathy Fetke. Thanks for joining me here on Real Estate News for Investors.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to newsforinvestors.com.